Next up, we have Joanna Fogg.
Hi, yes, thank you. Greetings, Honorable Committee members. Thank you for hearing me today. My name is Joanna Fogg, and I oppose this bill. I'm co-owner and operator of Bar Harbor Oyster Company. I've been raising oysters in Frenchman Bay since 2014. I also sit on the Marine Resource Committee for the town of Bar Harbor, and I see absolutely no reason for LD 711 to be enacted. And if it passes, it would be detrimental to small oyster farms, including mine. Oyster farms don't threaten clam populations. The town of Bar Harbor has seen a decline in softshell clams over the past 10 to 20 years, like a lot of different regions in Maine. And as a town, we've been monitoring it closely with the help of College of the Atlantic. All of our research indicates that the largest things affecting clams now are predation and climate change. We do have one cove on MDI where there is a wild oyster population, and it is also one of the best places for digging clams. Oysters, quahogs, and softshell clams coexist in that cove. They live in different parts of the intertidal and spawn at different times. I go there myself to dig, and everyone who I've spoken to is happy to have multiple species available for harvest there. Diversifying what we harvest from the waters makes our base healthier, our dinners better, and our economy more resilient. People who grow oysters also want clams to thrive. I'm happy that this is a dialogue and that we're, you know, that people are listening, and we want to work together. We want to make sure that this is going to, that a wild fishery can coexist with farms. As a farmer, I buy oyster seed every year, and I've been buying all of the diploid. I put it on my lease, and it's one of the most expensive things that I have to pay for in the course of a year. And sometimes we're waitlisted. There isn't even enough necessarily diploid seed to go around as is. And with only one hatchery producing triploid, that waitlist would just get longer. There will not be enough seed for all of us. And I don't know any farm, particularly a small oyster farm, that can survive a year or two without oysters to sell. We would just all go under. So I understand the concern about population decline in softshell clams. It's LD 711 is trying to fix a problem that doesn't exist. And I hope that you ought not pass. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm not seeing any questions. We appreciate your time and your testimony.